4ZGS mobile and monitoring.
M4ZLK. Hello again, Chris. I'm back mobile too for a few minutes.
Yeah, just finished up at the chiropractor here. Had a crick in my shoulder blade since waking up this morning, so I got it sorted out, and now I'm heading back home with my son.
Take advantage of the chiropractor when I need it too. I think it's well worth it. Anyway, how old is your son, and do you have any other children?
He is my only child, and he's just over a year and a half old. He's 19 months, and so it's a pretty cool experience to have him. He's growing real fast, and I'm a pretty tall guy myself, so he's really tall. He's in like 99-plus percentile for height. He's off the chart, and he's real smart, and he's learning fast, and it's just really, really cool to be a dad.
That's a great age, and yes, it does go fast, and it's a big responsibility to be a dad, but it's well worth it. But it takes a lot of work, but you can do it, I know. It sounds like you still are fairly close with your father as well, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a different paradigm, and yeah, I'm pretty close with my dad, but my dad was 22 when I was born, and I was 37 when my son was born. I'll be 39 this year, so I'm an old first-time dad, but not old yet. I'm kind of in that middle age range, but to be a first-time father, I'm definitely on the older side. So in some ways, maybe I'm smarter than when I was 22, and in other ways, I'm also more tired. This is KG4ZGS.
I completely understand. We did it the other way. We got married at 20, and our first was born, and they're all grown, and I've got five little granddaughters and another granddaughter on the way, and I'm only 55, so I don't know if I would recommend that, because like you said, when you're in your early 20s, I didn't know very much. And now that I'm 55, I realize I still don't know very much, but I got a lot more experience. But it was tough at times, but it was well worth it. And we've enjoyed the kids and the grandkids, so getting to enjoy little ones all over again without the major responsibility.
Yeah, that's the dream. So yeah, my wife and I have been married for almost 14 years now, but we held off, and you know, we were renters for a while, and we were moving around the country a little bit and just building careers and trying to get debt paid off, and we bought our house out in Campobello and been you know, trying to pay that mortgage off faster than the note, you know, or pay the note off faster than what the mortgage says, I guess. So putting that extra principal on, and otherwise we're debt-free other than our mortgage. So we've been trying to be responsible about, you know, financial stuff. And finally we were like, dude, we're not going to get any younger. So we decided to have a kid, and my son John was born in 2024. I was going to say last year, but it was almost 2 years ago now. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool experience. And I'm a teacher, so I've been teaching other people's kids for many years, and it's cool to have a kid of my own. So I hope that the experience builds in both directions. I hope being a teacher helps me be a good father, and I hope that being a father helps me become a better teacher.
From other people's kids, that's for sure, and how other people parent, if you pay attention, can learn things, what to do and what not to do. So, and of course, that's true in every area of life. If you watch other people, you can always learn something to be learned every day. But that's great. That's awesome. And you'll enjoy that parenthood, every aspect of it, just enjoy every bit of it. And I don't know if there's really a wrong way of, you know, whether you have them early when you have no money or later on when you're more set up. There are easier ways, obviously. You can make choices that make your life easier, but a child is a great benefit no matter when, so that's awesome. And what do you teach there, Chris?
I guess the only regret I have is if we had had kids earlier, we might have more than one. I think my son will probably be an only child. But that's okay. I mean, I'm still glad that he's here. But I know that my parents would like to have some more grandkids. And my wife's sister has a couple of kids, so her parents have three grandkids. But my parents only have one grandkid. So anyway, there's no right answer. It's just kind of where life takes you, I guess. Everybody's got a different story and et cetera, but anyway, as far as what I teach, I am a strings teacher, so I teach violin, viola, and cello, and I've been playing the violin since I was 11, and I'm 38 now, so I guess that's about 27 years-ish, give or take.
I appreciate music teachers. I was in band and played piano and trombone, was in choir. Always enjoyed music. Didn't make it a career. I wasn't good enough for that, but I do enjoy it. And I think the trombone was my best instrument. I need to get back into it. It's been a long time. Still have it, but I would like to get back into it and get involved with some brass ensembles. I really enjoy that. But orchestral music is some of my favorite music. I have a cousin that offered a violin to me, so I'm looking forward to that. I would like to get a hold of one of those and start messing around with that, see if I can do any good with it.
Right on. Well, if you get into violin, the most important part about playing is drawing that bow in a nice straight line, because that'll give you the best sound quality. But yeah, I started in orchestra when I was in sixth grade. And I loved playing in orchestra. I played for several years. And then when I was in high school, I found fiddle music, and I began playing fiddle. And I started taking fiddle classes. And then I started playing fiddle for dances, for folk dances, specifically contra dances, some square dances, but a lot of contras don't use, the callers won't usually call a square dance, but I learned at the John C. Campbell Folk School up in Brasstown, North Carolina, and the callers there would regularly call squares and English country dances as well, but most of the fiddling I do is for contra dances. And contra dancing is very similar to square dancing. It's like square dancing stretched out into long lines, and it's pretty fun, man. Like, once you have a set list and you have some band members that know your set list, you can play gigs, and it's fun to play fiddle while a whole room full of people is dancing to my music. It's a kind of a thrill. So anyway, I've been having fun with that, and I've been teaching for a long time, so it's cool, man. And like I was talking to you earlier, I'm getting back into ham radio knowledge and trying to, you know, relearn it and learn it better than I knew it before. But talk about one skill building the other. It's I feel like my knowledge of music and how musical frequencies and notes and chords and all that kind of stuff work has really helped me relearn the hand stuff, and I know it a lot better. I have a much better grasp on it now, so it's kind of interesting, the cross training there. This is KG4ZGS.
Okay. Yeah, that's very interesting. I really hadn't heard of contra dancing before. I know what square dancing is, but so that was, I'm glad you explained that. I just like any kind of music like that, especially when groups get together and play live and just having a good time. The career I had, I wasn't in the, didn't have the ability to spend a lot of time doing that, and I would love to get into that. I'm semi-retired. I'll be going back to work eventually doing something else, but not like I was. So I'm hoping to get back into doing things like that and get more involved. But see, there was something else. I was gonna mention, you may not have any interest in it, but a lot of times musicians do well with Morse code CW, and that's a fun hobby. There's still a lot of people out there that do it. That's a fun aspect of ham radio hobby, and you might find that's something you like. It might come more natural to you. People who don't have any musical abilities whatsoever sometimes struggle more with it. Of course, no, that doesn't mean everybody that plays music can do it either, but it might be something you're interested in.
When I got my license back in 2003, it was after the period where they called the CW, where they, if you combined it with the technician license, I think they used to call it Tech Plus. But when I got my license, they no longer called it Tech Plus or Technician Plus. I believe at that time they called it Technician with Morse Code. And passing the 5 words a minute allowed me at that time to get the limited 10-meter privileges. Now, as I understand it, they don't have such a designation. I don't think that CW is required, and I think that the technician license has the same privileges that I had gotten with my license back then. But anyway, it's been I did enjoy it. My dad had a little keyer in his car when I was growing up, and so he'd let me practice, you know, not transmitting or whatever, but just practice keying, and I learned a lot. I was okay at it. If I got back into it, that's another thing that I'd have to relearn, is relearn all those letters and numbers and stuff like that. But I remember a little bit of it. I'd be down to check out some CW. I think I'll probably refresh on that while I'm trying to learn for the general license. My goal is to get the general license this year. I'm probably going to reread again through the technician material. I read it on Handbook. I think that's handbook.org. Read through all the chapters, and a lot of it, you know, came back to me. A lot of it, like I said, I'm getting a better grasp on, but I think if I read it again, it will sink in even further, and then I'll start working on learning the general material and, you know, getting back into some CW. I don't currently have a clicker, so it's something that I would have to install, a little key button there. But,
Had a keyer in the car. That's pretty dedicated, so he must have done Morse code pretty well. I don't even have that set up yet. There's a few guys around here that do. That's another level right there. But one day I'd like to do that, get an HF, little mobile HF rig in my car, or my truck here. But anyway, Chris, I've enjoyed it. Enjoyed talking a little bit about music and ham radio. And now, one more question, if you don't mind. Do you teach privately, or you teach with a school district?
I teach privately. I have taught for a private school. I've also taught privately in the public schools, just meeting various music teachers around. I've had opportunities to go into schools and take the kids in orchestra, like take some of them aside and teach them private lessons. But mostly I teach privately, and I was teaching at a private school for a few years, but then when my son came, our financial situation was such that it made more sense for my wife to continue with her corporate career and for me to be with my son, so I could no longer teach at that school, but I do still have a good relationship with the school, and teach privately.
I'm glad that there's still people out there doing that. I mean, obviously, orchestras are still around. I hope it continues. I hope those kind of instrument learning continues on, and people still pursue those kind of careers. But anyway, enjoyed it. I'm going to let you go. I'm at designated again. So you have a good day. Really enjoyed the conversation, and I hope to talk to you again. KG4ZGS. I hope I got that right again. Pretty sure I did. I think it starts with a Z. And 4, is that okay? 7-3, Chris.
QSO, Shane, N4ZLK, and yes, you did get it correct, KG4ZGS, and yeah, 73's two men, nice talking, and I'm sure I'll see you on the airwaves again, 73's, and this is KG4ZGS, I'll be sitting on the side.
Hey, and out of trouble, W2T.
Of course I am. Hope you are. Well, you have to be now that you're remarried again, so I know you're staying out of trouble.
Well, she's sitting over here in the car listening to me, and I just left Tom's house, so I'm over here picking up a radio antenna from him, so got to get me some PVC pipe and some brackets so I can get this thing up and get me an outdoor 2-meter antenna at the house to make things a little bit easier.
We're at Tom's, there's a big potential for trouble, but then I know Bernice, and I think it's Elaine. Is that your wife's name? Correct. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I know she'll keep a good eye on you. So I know I think I've met her before on the air, or at least said hello. So, and Rusty, I'm going to run in and grab something to eat, but you two have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. W2T, N4ZLK.
All right, Shane, you have a good one. We're just headed out from Tom's and headed home, and it's getting foggy over here where we are. You have a good one. N4ZLK, W2T clear.